Operation.
All right then. Listen, Neil, Brad.
Music and audio subversions with Skidmark Bob.
He's the only asshole we've got.
Every Tuesday, 10 a.m. to 12 p.m.
This is your last chance. After this, there is no turning back.
101 FM or freakradio.org.
We are living in an artificially induced state of consciousness.
I want freedom! That's what I want! And that's what you should want!
Free Radio Santa Cruz, 101 FM, freakradio.org. Broadcasting for the last 15 years almost here in the Santa Cruz area and beyond. My name is Skidmark Bob, broadcasting to you for the last time from the pirate ship Freak Radio, Free Radio, whatever you want to call it, from 89.3 to 101 FM, bringing you 15 years of service here on the airwaves. Going to be calling it my last show today on Free Radio Santa Cruz. Still be out there in the World Wide Web, popdefectradio.blogspot.com. Be continuing and expanding Pop Defect Radio and getting into other avenues of communication and media manipulation, music, mayhem, and a lot more. Doing this show for a while, sharing a lot of new music for y'all here. I will continue to do that through Pop Defect Radio. So stay tuned for that, popdefectradio.blogspot.com if you want. Check it out. Got stuff to download there and watch. Latest thing with Scooter was in the studio with me. Came visited the pirate ship here on Freak Radio. Been broadcasting here for quite a while, but thrill is gone, folks. Love this fucking song. So, just want to let folks know, probably a lot of stuff isn't going to be happening in the mornings till Free Radio folks can get folks down here to do it. Throughout the week. Downloads for the morning news. Hopefully Democracy Now will get on. We'll see what happens. Feel Free, another Free Radio long timer, old timer. He left yesterday during his show. Actually got that here. Maybe play it for y'all here on the program. If you got a phone call here, we'll just take them. Hello, caller, you're on the air.
Good. I'm so sorry to hear you're leaving, man. That's so lame. This is Reckless out in Atlanta, Georgia.
Reckless, how you doing?
I'm doing good, honey. I'm really enjoying your show. I wish it wasn't the last one.
Yeah. Lucky,
what are you going to do after this?
A lot of stuff.
All your fans can follow you.
They will on the web and hopefully other radio stations. Maybe
absolutely.
Free Radio.
There's a Chaos Radio in Austin that came up after Free Radio Austin got busted. And a lot of people do some really cool shows out of there. So
that's cool. That's really cool. Yeah, you went down hard with them.
Maybe the thrill is gone.
I love B.B. King.
I love B.B. King, too.
So what are you up to today?
Oh, just working in the shop, you know, printing T-shirts.
Getting stuff going.
Be a capitalist bastard. Doing my best to remain autonomous and anarchist in this capitalist world we live in. And still pay that rent, you know.
You housed the station back in, what was it, 97, 8?
96, 97.
Over where the River Street shelter. It's no longer there.
Yeah, River Street, man. I don't even think that place is there anymore. Last time I drove by. Yeah, we had that antenna like 60 feet up in a redwood.
Yeah, that's true. This is true. I had to get a couple of people to get it down. Well, it's
good. Yeah, because our Hobo Lee friend who had put it up there had broken his arm or his leg or something, and we had to get somebody else to go up there and let it down. That was a beautiful station. I miss those days.
Me too.
Definitely, Free Radio changed my life, man. Without Free Radio Santa Cruz, I wouldn't have gone on to do Free Radio Austin or any of the other projects with, like, Prometheus Radio Project and those guys. So I definitely owe a debt of gratitude to you and your work for that.
Well, thank you. Thank you for, you know, saying that. I don't know. It's time to go here at Free Radio. Other people can pick up the slack and do stuff here and hopefully make the station a better place. And get the trains running on time, like Democracy Now! And stuff like that. That's the most important thing, to get it going. Because then people know that there's a radio station there. That there's something.
Yeah, I really enjoyed your playing some of the comments that other people had, other programmers had, about what was some of the issues that are happening. But yeah, man, it's an ever-changing collective of individuals. And so sometimes you just got to move on and do something else. And I think you're going to really enjoy the freedom of that. And I think you're going to continue to do great programming. And I think you'll have a lot of people that'll follow you on the air, man, because your stuff is really popping, you know?
Did you hear that piece I played with? It was DJ Daniel San.
Yes, that's what I was talking about.
Oh, okay.
I really enjoyed that you put that out there.
Yeah, it's up on indiebay.org if people want to download it or listen to it themselves. It was from a radio show, and he played a woman's from the voicemail. Actually, one of the worst callers that there was. There was many other articulate people that really care about the programming and would like not an increase of Spanish programming, which is, you know, it's... People need to say that, be able to say that on Free Radio and without being called a racist and things.
Yeah,
and
I really wasn't getting where he was coming from with the whole I'm a racist and I have white guilt and I see my privilege. And, you know, I mean, that's fine if he wants to subscribe to admitting that he's a racist or that we live in a racist society and so there's certain things that, you know, are just kind of in our psyche. But I'm not a racist, and I don't really appreciate being called a racist, you know?
Right.
I felt like that's what where he was going with that. And,
yeah, yeah.
Or you saying know, that's not really... Being a racist is different than having some prejudices because you're raised in a racist society. Being a racist means you actively are hating people because they're different than you. And that's... Having some prejudices is something, yeah, sure, we all struggle with, but... Does that have to do I beat myself up every day over it? Yeah,
right.
No.
And trying to compare it to programming at Free Radio when other people have different points of view on how things should be, basically, you know, again, telling people they're racist to me. I don't know. That's all I saw on it. If you look at the post over at indiebay.org, I think it's in Santa Cruz Indie Media, and it keeps getting...
I don't know that beating yourself up over some prejudices that you may have is really the healthiest,
right,
most loving thing that you can do that serves yourself and your community, you know?
Uh-huh.
That's cool. If that's his trip, then that's his trip. You know, I'm not going to deny his experience, but I felt like he was calling everybody that grows up in a racist society a racist, and I just don't really think that that's where it's at. So, anyway...
Right.
But I'm really enjoying your show, man. And
cool.
I just love you so much. And
thank you.
I owe you so much gratitude for turning me on to the whole tuning in thing and free speech. And long live Free Radio Santa Cruz. And long live Pop Defect Radio. And, you know, Bob, the victory is never given up, man.
This is true.
So I think you'll continue to prove that.
All right. Well, thank you, Reckless, for calling in.
All right, Sweet Cheeks. You take care of yourself.
All right. Get back to work there, making those shirts.
I'm on it.
All right. We'll see you later.
Bye.
Free Radio 101 FM, freakradio.org. That was Reckless calling in. And, a bunch of controversy going on at the station, and, you know, it's just time to step away from it. For me, in my opinion. Anyway, I do got a little bit more to play on that. Let's go to the Third Paradigm radio show, which you can go now to their website at thirdparadigm.org. And Teresa Crozio, her radio show. And we're going to hear the tail end of the show and her views on what's going on at the station. And then we'll get in some more music, because that's what I do here on the show. I don't want to get too fucking much into all the shit, but I feel I need to play this stuff. It's the last waltz here on Free Radio. The thrill is gone. 101 FM, freakradio.org. Operation Ear Infection Show, Skidmark Bob. Keep it locked. Check out popdefectradio.blogspot.com.
FM.
Pirate Radio for the Santa Cruz community and for the global community. The People's Radio, Free Radio, Santa Cruz.
Commercial-free, community radio.
Freak Radio Santa Cruz is a vital part of this country's independent media.
What's important to Radio Free Santa Cruz is information.
Our focus is on information and diversity of views and alternative information, and the community values that.
Why don't we have a license? Because we don't need one. Because we can't afford one, because they wouldn't give us one, even if we wanted to follow their rules. In short, because we don't recognize their authority to regulate the airwaves that rightfully belong to us, to you and I. Thanks for listening and for supporting Freak Radio.
Remember, if it wasn't for you, Free Radio wouldn't be here.
Because Freak Radio is your radio.
Those were a variety of Free Radio programmers and guest speakers talking about why pirate radio is important. What's emphasized again and again is that Freak Radio is the people's radio, without whom it wouldn't exist, and what the community values is unbiased, non-commercial information. Not music, not local talk shows. These are fine, but they're not what Free Radio's about, at least according to our promos. This is why it's come as a shock to donors and listeners to discover that they aren't considered part of the Free Radio community, which is exclusive to programmers. I've been threatened with expulsion for letting listeners know what goes on at meetings, or for asking listeners their preference on programming decisions. When the summer demonstrated the collective's lack of commitment to putting on the independent news, supporters banded together to take responsibility for it themselves. All the collective needed to do was to give a separate news group, with programmers, donors, and listeners, a minority share of the schedule, in return for the over $5,000 in donations currently in savings. None of this money would be used. It would only pay for the time, while new money would be raised to guarantee continuity and reliability in the schedule. But the percentage of time would be equally distributed in evening and late night hours, not just time that programmers don't want. If the collective refused, donors felt entitled to apply their donations to starting a new venue. Three times Free Radio has done this for Spanish language pirate stations in Watsonville. And if reason and fairness failed, they were willing to go to small claims court. At the last meeting, I proposed a motion that one-third of the schedule in each time block be devoted to independent news. No one seconded the motion. In the discussion, objections were raised to having any percentage of the schedule set aside. Currently, no news plays after 5:30 p.m., and every show but Democracy Now! Can be changed at will to a new time or agenda. Late-night programming has no free radio programs, contrary to policy. There are no consequences for violating policy, including leaving trash, open beers, and empty cases for the morning programmer to clean up. After this failed to garner any support, a program advisory subcommittee was proposed. It would suggest shows to fill empty time slots and be composed of programmers in all agenda, music, Spanish language shows, local and global affairs. Like the news now, though, there would be no system or consequences for how those would get on the air. As an unofficial subcommittee with no decision-making ability, the public would be welcome to attend. This passed unanimously. Last, a policy was discussed for whether anyone threatening legal action against the collective should be expelled. Some expressed the opinion that trying to sue anarchists was ridiculous, insane, and would likely be laughed out of court. An ally suggested that when a group isn't right, that person should leave voluntarily. The latter took the fight out of me, and I took the threat off the table. It felt like being hit with friendly fire. What a strange phrase that is, friendly fire. What's friendly about being fired on by your own? An expletive that includes the term cluster would be more descriptive, translated, of course, into Mandarin Chinese. Going back to Firefly, how does a pirate spaceship compare to a pirate radio station? They're both going against the Empire. They both disregard laws made to serve the interest of power. But there the comparison ends. Rather than a two-state solution to end the conflict, we want every decision fought individually. We don't take responsibility for putting on the news, but we won't give it to anyone else. We reject society's mechanisms for justice, even small claims court where lawyers aren't allowed. But we won't establish our own rules of law. As pirates, how does that make us different? This has been Teresa Caraggio with Third Paradigm. Thanks to Skidmark Bob for producing the radio show and to Mike Sirocco for producing the website. If Third Paradigm does go off the free radio airwaves, either by our or the collective's choice, listeners can find it posted weekly for download at thirdparadigm.org. Our closing song is by The Muse, Time is Running Out, from the Absolution CD. Thanks for listening.
Yeah. Freak Radio Santa Cruz.
101 FM.
Target locked on.
Pirate radio at its finest.
There's an unlicensed broadcast station here, and we want to make sure that you stop operating.
There is?
Nothing you have heard before will prepare you for this. The sound of radio is being revolutionized by the masters.
Go!
Is anybody listening out there?
FCC, you know what that means?
Yeah, it means Federal Communications Commission. They can drive around and triangulate wherever the hell a radio signal is coming from.
Yeah, so fuck it, right?
Good idea!
Freak Radio Santa Cruz, 101 FM, or freakradio.org.
Avast and all that pirate stuff. Oh. Not to take away from the dramatic entrance to the show, but I just, I've I kept my shit and almost took to the air with a straight face and a stiff upper lip. Until I heard my young daughter, I think she was 5 years old, 6 years old, in one of those mixes back there, saying, fuck the FCC. You're tuned to the Morning Thunder program and the last voyage of Uncle Phil. The end of today's broadcast will be my last broadcast. Free Radio Santa Cruz. Today, Columbus Day, 2009. I announce my retirement from this ship, and will disembark at the end of this broadcast. Never to return to it again. One of the last of a dying breed, very few of us left. The old guard of Freak Radio Santa Cruz set out on this voyage, I don't know, 15 years ago or so. And I surpassed all my goals a long time ago. We beat the FCC a long time ago. I embarked on this voyage for freedom of speech and people's access to the airwaves. It was the only way for the people to communicate with each other. And at the time, it was a viable thing. It was an important thing. It was the only accessible thing. And we wanted to get a licensing scheme so that people could have access to the airwaves. And we won that a long time ago. We never won our ability to have access to the airwaves, at least legally. And in reality, what we did was we won the ability for the Christian right to take over those pieces of available airspace, because they were way more organized to take over the airspace than the disorganized left a long time ago. And the question that remains for me now is what will become obsolete first, the FCC or radio? Or do they become obsolete together? Or does radio become obsolete and they find something else for the FCC to do, but growing and growing less viable? And more of our communications now are really done through the web anyways. We get out way farther through the internet, Freak Radio Santa Cruz. And I'm a revolutionary from the revolutionary times of this revolutionary operation, and history has shown the cycle of the revolutionary to be pretty much the same everywhere. When the battles are done, there's no wars to fight, no perceivable enemy on the outside, the movement turns on itself, and we find our enemies within and attack each other until finally an enemy arises without, and then we have to reorganize. Because it's so fractionalized from fighting within that there's no strength for the enemy without. And I've been here a very long time, and I've seen it go round and around. And I see my enemies elsewhere. The enemies of the people elsewhere. It's not my comrades. And inevitably, that's the way it turns after a while when there's no good fight outside. Spent years having comrades turn and use the same amount of fire that they used against our enemies on me, my friends, my comrades, and while I understand it, and I see it as inevitable, and I hope it's not, I see my way past it and am unwilling to engage in it. Never let it be said that Uncle Phil is a pacifist. There's just some fights that are stupid and some fights that are not. And I don't want to be stupid. It always brings out the worst in me. And a great deal of stress for no reason. Maybe the FCC will rise again and we'll find some other way. But, you know, I don't know if the internet has so many different ways to communicate now. I hope radio will continue, because I'm a radio guy from way back. And I hope free radio does well. I'll still be listening, but I've done enough. Well, after today, that is, because I got to play a couple things. I will have to play this one song, because I'm sure it won't get any airplay once I'm gone.
Complain about what's wrong. How would you make it right? People talk on and on about the big takeover. What would you do if you do take over? Isn't my American-sized ego running amok yet again when I ask myself from time to time, what would I do right now if I was in somebody like the president's shoes? Today's mind expansion could be tomorrow's key to survival, if not salvation. Just thinking about, what would I do if I was mayor of San Francisco? And thinking about, what would I do if I was put in charge of reforming the San Francisco Police Department? What would I do if I was on the school board, teach in a school class. Doctor, lawyer, shop steward, machinist, farmer, mother, father, idea man, in some situation I hear about right now, what would I do? What am I good at? What can I do best? What would I most like to be doing that's different from the rest? It's an ongoing exercise that takes years of bouncing stuff like this around in your head when you feel like it, putting it back on the shelf when you don't, just so long as you use it, develop it, keep getting better at it. Because like in any contact sport, in crisis mode brain wrestling, practice makes perfect. Which would you rather burn, a flag or a bank? It's not quite that easy. No problem that affects a lot of people is that simple to solve. Not everyone who feels the same pain agrees on where it comes from and what to do about it. And there's always that counterforce that wants to change everything back again. Some things change slowly, some things never do. And nothing's gonna change till we who want the change have a better understanding of why different kinds of people want what they want and think the way they do. When people like that wake up and smell the noise but hear it differently, do we hear them too? Or do we disown and demonize them just like we say they do?
Our disgrace, divide and waste, segregation, not just by race. My sex and wealth, age and health, divide and mouth like cancer cells. The beast supreme, a human frame, surrounded by a most faceless creed. Choked to death, mind so set.
Everyone we think we're trying to help by splitting into nitpicky, power-trippy, backbiting factions and tear each other apart. I want to be leader. No, I want to be leader. Blah, blah, backstab, backstab. If you don't agree with me on everything, then you must be against me. That's poison. Anyone who's not a vegetarian is evil. All rap is bad because some rap gangster rappers are sexist. If you don't believe every word of the Bible, you're a Satanist. If you're not gay, you must be homophobic. If you look at me wrong, it means you're a racist. Criticize Israel, it means you hate Jews. Caught wearing lipstick, you must not be a feminist. Divide, divide, divide. Let the unified few keep the quarreling majority from sharing in what's rightfully everyone's. In these times, we can't afford to get caught up in stupid-ass, blind, one-issue fundamentalism of any kind. There are too many different kinds of people in this world, in this country, in this building, in this neighborhood, to hide behind isolationist toxic chicken shit anymore. In America, it's getting as horrible now as the Great Depression in the 1930s. And it rips me up inside seeing broken men and women on street corners in the rain holding up signs saying, homeless will work for food. How does it be for some crybabies in this town to believe people in that situation could care less if Green Day and Jawbreaker sold out when they signed to major labels? Other things and other truths are more important. The cutthroats that run things, cheat and kill to get where they are, we got nothing but our hearts and our souls and our energy. But look what that's done as a simple spark starting fires throughout history, all over the world, even in America. We stopped the Vietnam War, got rid of the first Nixon. The unified few are only as strong as their weakest link. A well-thought-out surgical strike is all it can take to chop off the tail that's wagging the dog. Then we gotta deal with the dog. And some people will deal with it more intelligently than others. Or should I say, porcupine. If we each have an idea of which quill to grab, we'll be strong enough to drive. No more lifetimes preparing for death. No more give me lithium or give me meth. No more can't fix nothing because everything's already ruined anyway. No more people being spectators in their own lives. Even thinking about this stuff can't help but make you smarter. Break out of no I can't to yes I can to now I must. We're not equal till we're equal. We're not free until we're free. I'd rather work for something I want and not get it than work or vote for something I don't want and get it. And what we got now, there's no way it can last. Corporate dictatorship is headed for a train wreck, and that train wreck will happen in our lifetime. And if we ain't ready to cut the crap and work with each other and different kinds of people, zeroing in on what's really important and have an idea on what we each gotta to do it right, we will get fooled again.
All the same and all the blame. Mention this and no mind would gain. Shut to lose, sights we choose. Spit, spin, and so confused. What to say? Take my advice. When I am wrong, well, I will pay the price. Burn to right, now's the time. Erase the defining lie. Defining lies. Stop.
Break out of no I can't to yes I can to now I must. The cutthroats that run things. We got nothing but our hearts and our souls and our energy. We're not equal till we're equal. We're not free until we're free.
Free Radio, 101 FM, freakradio.org. We have a caller. Caller, you on the air?
Yeah, I'm here.
Hey, what's going on?
I was just listening to your show. Unfortunately, I didn't catch most of it. I was in class, but I've been listening for a little bit.
Uh-huh.
Sounds good, and I just wanted to tell you that I'm going to miss hearing you on the radio.
Yeah, I know.
Your shows were some of my favorites, and that you've always put a lot of energy into them, and it's been really obvious, and just been really going to miss hearing you on the radio, and just want to thank you for all the work that you've done over the, God, I don't know, what has it been now, nearly 15 years? How long have you been there from the beginning?
Yeah.
95. And
yeah.
Just
this is true.
Thank you for all the incredible radio, but just all the work you've done, too, for the station. And just so much dedication and commitment that you've shown, and it's really made a big difference in my life, and I think in the community, too.
Right.
And when I first came to Free Radio, I think it was in, I don't remember, it was nearly 10 years ago, but I remember hearing you, one of the first people that I heard on the radio, and just being really inspired and loving what you did. And I remember, you know, tuning in real late at night or trying to tune in places where I didn't have good reception just to hear, you know, shows like yours in particular, and how much fun it was to call in. And you know, and then once I became involved, just how big a part of the station you were in a good way. You know, I'm sure there's some people who, you know, had complaints like they do about anybody. You know, people said things about me too, but, you know, I personally never felt that you had contributed anything but positive, you know, work and radio to the station. And just thank you. And just, we, you know, I have good memories too, just fun times too that we had, you know, hanging out in the studio or climbing up on the roof to deal with the antenna.
Oh,
just,
I remember that. Yeah.
You know,
it was fun.
Party. Just fun times too, not all work.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, not all drama either.
And thank you just so much. And,
sure.
And hopefully I'll hear you on the radio again at some point, you know, and I know you'll keep doing radio. I know you're going to keep, you know, using your talents and and doing great things. So
still,
you know,
be doing Pop Defect, and hopefully Free Radio Santa Cruz still wants to play it. But hopefully it'll be on at 2 today.
Okay.
Is it at 2?
Cool. Right on.
Yes, but I won't be here doing the morning show on Tuesdays or the download stuff, the morning news stuff, and people need to start doing that. So hopefully programmers will start stepping up and doing that. That'd be great.
Yeah, hopefully.
But I gotta go.
All right. Well, I like I said, I missed the beginning of your show, so, you know, I'm glad to hear, you know, hopefully Pop Defect will still be on. I can hear that, but I'll definitely miss all the other stuff you do and the news that you put on, the great other shows that you do, and just a lot of good memories. Just wanted to call in and acknowledge that you're doing your last show and say thanks.
Thank you. Thank you for calling in, George.
Yeah. I'll see you later.
All
sure.
Right. Take care.
All right.
Bye.
Thank you. Bye.
Free Radio, 101 FM, freakradio.org. Look at the phone a little bit. My last show here, Skidmark Bob, here at Free Radio, 15 years in the making. Tune to Free Radio Santa Cruz, 101 FM, freakradio.org. Skidmark Bob here on the program. We are coming to the end of the show here. My final show, leaving Free Radio Santa Cruz for an undisclosed amount of time. Pop Defect Radio will be continuing. PopDefectRadio.blogspot.com. Download the show there, or RadioForAll.net. Check out the blog. I'm going to have a bunch of stuff, hopefully a website soon. Still be producing Third Paradigm, thirdparadigm.org. Thanks for Dennis calling in, and George and everybody. Phil called in, a bunch of other people, Matt, all you guys out there. We love you. Stay tuned. We'll be coming up with Democracy Now! In just a moment. Hopefully on time. This is Dvochka with How It Ends. Stay tuned. Freak Radio 101 FM, freakradio.org. You know what you gotta do. They all depend on you. And you already know. Yeah, you. Oh, Freak Radio Santa Cruz, 101 FM, freakradio.org. Devotska there, How It Ends, of course. And we go out with B.B. King right now with Thrill Is Gone. I want to thank you for listening to Freak Radio Santa Cruz and listening to me all these years. If you've been tuning in, please check out the blog, popdefectradio.blogspot.com. I got my latest show up there. I put up this show as well, this crazy fucking show. My last show here on Free Radio. It's been a pleasure doing radio here on Free Radio Santa Cruz. And I don't say too much on the mic, but it's been an experience. One hell of an experience. Thank you for all the folks that called in, including Uncle Dennis, Phil Free, Matt, George, Spirit, and I hope a lot of the collective members, a lot of the new folks coming in, will start taking up the slack and getting some of the work done, the morning news and information as it should be on the air, I hope, we hope. Stay tuned. This is Skidmark Bob signing off on Free Radio Santa Cruz, 89.3, 96.3, 101 FM, freakradio.org.